I had a Lions note. We don't need to spend a ton of time on it, but maybe there's something here, John. Something or nothing. In the NFL, we have 2 second-round picks that have signed their contract, which means we have 30 that haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Tate Ratledge is one of those 30 who hasn't signed his contract. We have a bit of a solidarity going on. Like, guys want fully guaranteed deals. The first and I believe the second picks of the third round each got guaranteed contracts. So now the holdup is everybody else in the second round is saying, fully guarantee my deal or I'm not signing. And they're all standing in solidarity here. So there's a bit of a holdup. The Lions and the Chargers play in the Hall of Fame game, so they're going to be the first two teams back out to the practice field. Trey Harris was the second round pick for the Chargers. They're dealing with this too. He is unsigned. Something or nothing, because Ratledge is supposed to be a key cog in this year's football team. I don't like that this would linger and he'd miss even a second of reps or ramp up time going into the season, because he needs all he can get on his plate to get up to speed.
So the two picks, 33 and 34. Jaden Higgins for Houston was 34, and Carson Schlesinger for the Browns was 33. They both got the guarantees in their contract. I get that it's such a small part of the salary cap, but we all know that even in the first round, right, it's a gamble on anyone that you're taking. There is no sure thing. There are others, you know, there are some that you feel confident about that for at least 4 years, they're going to be a contributor to your team. On what level, you never really know. And then it's your option to pick up that fifth year or not if you're a first-round pick.
Yeah.
But all of that has been collectively bargained. What has not been collectively bargained on the player side is guaranteed contracts in the second, third, fourth, all the way down to the seventh round.
And they're kind of trying to do it
Curious as to how many agents, because we went through this whole thing recently about collusion in the NFL and not having guaranteed contracts for vets, let alone in, you know, for draft picks. I'm curious as to how many agents are representing the other
30 guys. Is it, you know, 6 guys that are pulling the strings, trying to pull a power play.
Right.
I don't really care about the other teams. I don't really care about the precedent. I want Tate Ratledge out there when the team breaks camp, Sunday?
Yes, but that's not how this works.
Well, no, it is. I run my team. I can hand him a fully guaranteed contract, and to hell with everybody else. I don't care if Arthur Blank and the Falcons get put in a rough spot or Ziggy Wolf and the Vikings don't like it. You deal with your holdouts. I don't want a holdout from a guy who's my starting center potentially this season. So,
and then
yeah,
for
dude, I'll guarantee
the rest of time,
yeah, half a percentage of the contract.
You're going to be guaranteeing every second round pick from here on out.
Yeah, a half a percentage of the salary cap, I'll guarantee. I don't really have this apprehension to it, and I don't think the Lions should either. Pay him, let everybody else deal with it, and get him on the field.
Trust me, as a former player, as a union rep, something that I really wanted to see was more guaranteed money. And now we're starting to see it for the vets, which I think is appropriate. But I don't necessarily know that a second-round pick, and I was a second-round pick, that guaranteed money is going to become a thing. And I don't necessarily know that it should be. It's one of those things where, hey, the further down the list you go, the less guaranteed that you are actually going to be a contributing member of that team this year or in the future.
So let's try to put you in today's world. So you're a 2025 pick, second round, went 37th.
Yeah.
Aaron Gibson goes first round and is getting guaranteed money from the Lions. How does that make you feel?
Well,
I
was pissed at the time.
I know, but I know that the whole salary thing was completely different back then.
Yes.
What's negotiated right now? Like, where would you try to hold out?
Let's say a couple second round picks are getting fully guaranteed. You're an early second. Are you showing up to camp and signing a deal that's not fully guaranteed?
I am.
Okay.
I am, because I am of the mindset that I'm going to go out there and prove it. And I know I'm confident in myself, in my abilities. The whole thing is the injury risk. Now, there are certain things that are different now in terms of injury that we didn't have back in quote-unquote the day.
Huh.
And so there are more protections for players. So, no, I would go into camp thinking, all right, I'm going to prove, just like Amon-Ra St. Brown did, I'm going to look at all of those guys, and I'm going to outperform all of those first-rounders. So that when my time comes up for my second contract, now that's when you pay.
So teams don't want to do this because then you're opening Pandora's box of this changing but what is in the next CBA.
The thing we're afraid of is we're going to guarantee second-round contracts, which make up 0.5% of the salary cap. So if the deal goes bunk because there's no guarantees, I have to eat 0.5% of the salary cap for a player who I took in the top 60 in the draft, who is going to start in a lot of cases, especially on bad teams, but even in the case of the Detroit Lions, Ratledge, whether it's center or guard, is a starter. So every
that's
day,
what you're planning on, as long as your scouting department and your evaluation all plays out.
Do you want him to start behind? Because if these guys all stand in solidarity and say, we're not signing because, well, a couple second-round picks are getting guarantees, I'm not going to be the one that breaks rank, you're going to miss time with your starting offensive lineman in training camp who's never been in the National Football League. Okay. I don't like that. I'll guarantee 0.5%. That's worth the trade-off to me. For the end of time, I'll guarantee second-round picks.
Okay, then
so you're
going to
do that with Owens Orike?
Yeah. What, the downside is so small.
Okay.
0.5% of the salary cap.
And then next year, it's the third round picks that are holding out.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's the fourth round picks.
See,
the leverage drops the less valuable you are. See, first round rookies are super valuable and they're fully guaranteed. I'd argue day two picks in a lot of cases are considered starters for these teams.
I think there'll be some modified version in the next CBA for day two picks, what you just said, but it doesn't encourage taking a risk in the draft because you're all of a sudden guaranteeing somebody money. So you might be less willing to take a chance.
So the other guy,
you're going to take Hendon Hooker. Think about it. Hendon Hooker would be getting guaranteed money.
Speaking Jamar of quarterbacks, well, Jamar Westheim would be thrilled with it.
Exactly,
he's Hall of Famer in the waiting.
Yeah.
Tyler Shuck is a second round quarterback, and I'm sure he's sitting there going, I'm going to be the starter potentially. Okay, I want some guarantees.
But here's the other issue is, okay, you guarantee a second round pick. And then after that first year, that second round pick is just, they're not going to perform. They're not playing. They can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And you cut them after year one. Mm-hmm. Which does sometimes happen. It's not the contract that year. It's that full contract gets accelerated to that year that you're cutting that individual. So now it's a $5 million hit on that year versus, well, we're going to keep them around another year. We're going to waste a roster spot. It's there's other salary cap ramifications other than just
that year.
That year.
Fine. Then let's talk about this from our perspective. It incentivizes drafting well, and it penalizes drafting poorly. My team has Brad Holmes. I'll let everybody else figure it out. We are going to break rank as an organization. We're going to guarantee our second-round pick. He's a starter. It may come back to hurt us if we draft poorly in the future. That's a problem for you losers. I got Brad Holmes as my general manager.
All right, so you're expecting Anis Rakestraw to be a major contributor this year, even though he was injured all of last year, didn't perform, and maybe they find out in training camp he just can't stay healthy or he's just not the player we thought.
Well, then he's halfway through his rookie deal, and I got to eat 2 years of relatively low cost.
If you were to say, we don't want him on the roster this year, it's all 3 years get accelerated to this year.
Yeah, but he's going to get a chance to play this year. I'm saying at the end of this season, we screwed up. Not every pick's going to be a home run. I got to eat 2 years at $3 million total for a team whose salary cap is almost $300 million.
There's a lot of teams that pick in the first round. And I get, okay, we got Brad Holmes. He's really good at the draft.
Yeah, let everybody else figure it out.
Okay, but there's a lot of teams that when a guy shows up in their facility and practices for the first time, they're like, oh my goodness, we made a huge mistake. And it happens at every round.
Guaranteed money is holding up 30 second rounders from signing, including the Lions' Tate Ratledge.